In Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and starting with verse 30, we see where the disciples have gathered around Jesus and told him about all that they had done and taught. They just gave a report back to Jesus about what they had been doing. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." I believe sometimes the world takes the Gospels and the Bible and uses it to their benefit without giving any credit to the Word. My wife right now is up in the air, flying out of Grand Rapids, connecting flight to Nashville, and then home to Tampa. And she's on Southwest Airlines, who has a little phrase, "want to get away." I think Jesus is the one that created that. He's with the disciples right here. They've come to tell him all that they've done. And he tells them and shows us the importance of doing ministry and needing to get away. And there's either, to me, two different types of people on their vacations. Either they like to go to the mountains or they like to go to the beach. Any beach people here? Any mountain people here? You're just like Jesus in either one of those instances, because that's where Jesus always went. He either went to the beach or he went to the mountains. And if he is showing his disciples the importance of getting away and resting, I want you to know the importance for us to get that. And maybe even these 10 days for you is those 10 days in your calendar where you get away from the routine of life and you go to a place that is going to cause you to finally detach from the race of the world and all that you have going on in your life, and to calm it down a bit and enter into 10 days of not only rest and solitude, but I would pray a gathering to receive from the Lord. So when we're gone another 50 weeks after today, we continue to walk and talk with Jesus. We're in his word. We're growing every day. And then you come back here to get that rest, to get that refreshment, to get that nourishment. "Come away," he said, "to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while, for many were coming and going." And don't forget this, "and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. And now many saw them going and recognized them." How did they recognize them? From what had been taking place before the disciples got to Jesus to tell them all that they had done. These were the same people. They recognized them, and get this, "they hurried on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them." They thought they were getting away. They were sought out, recognized, and they ran on foot, got some more people with them, and met them on the other side. "As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them." Because, as Mark describes it, they were like sheep without a shepherd. "And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them," this crowd, "send them away, so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, not what they wanted to hear. Because remember, back earlier on, I said, don't forget this, for many were coming and going. Verse 31, they had no leisure even to eat. The disciples were hungry. And they were beginning, I think, to wonder, if this crowd doesn't leave, we're not going to eat. And they kind of come to the place, like almost to the place where we're talking about the crowd here, but really we're talking about ourselves. They're showing compassion to Jesus. You need to let this crowd go so they can go home and get something to eat. And then Jesus tells them something that they really didn't want to hear. You give them something to eat, Jesus tells them. They said to him, are we to go and buy 200 denarii, a day worth of wages, worth of bread? I mean, you want us to go and give it to them to eat? And Jesus just asked him, how many loaves do you have? I love how Jesus, in a lot of the gospel writings, answers questions with more questions. You want us to feed these people with, what do you have? Go see. And the Bible says that when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. How many loaves do you have? We have 5, and they added 2 fish. Notice there's not an exclamation point here. There's no excitement. There's no jubilation. It's just kind of plain dry. 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke the loaves, gave it to them, to his disciples, to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Now I want to say here that this miracle of Jesus blessing and breaking 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeding 5,000 men, that's not the total crowd. Because if men were there, who else were there? The women. We'll start with the women. You're jumping way ahead of me. You're so smart. The men, of course, the women are going to be there. That's how the men found out what they knew where they were going. I need Arlene in my life, believe me. She's my map. I need her. Sense of direction. Wonderful. So we're looking at maybe 5,000 women. And you guessed it, what's coming with the women? And not just usually one, there's usually multiple in families. So now we're talking up to 20,000. Some have estimated even 25,000. If it's between 20 and 25,000, Jesus just fed the whole city of Mount Vernon, plus the colleges when they're in session, plus Camp Soccer when you're in session. He fed this whole town with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But to me, remember what we said the other night, when Jesus shows up, there's always more than one thing going on. Let's look at the other thing going on here. The miracle, pretty impressive, feeding 20 to 25,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But there's something else going on here. We notice in verse 31, 32, and 35, the descriptive pattern of Mark. And remember, as other evangelist Billy Huddleston said a few times this week, as he preached through Mark's gospel, a few sermons this week, Mark is the first gospel written. It's the shortest gospel. And it's very hurriedly, rapidly written to kind of get everything in and done in a quick pattern. I call it the first century text message to the church. And when Mark gets descriptive, his words are few, shortest gospel. When Mark gets descriptive about anything, we need to pay attention to this. And he uses the same terminology, same wording in my Bible three times in a very short span. He said to them, come away to a deserted place. 32. When they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Verse 35. This is a deserted place. And then Jesus ordered, in verse 39, ordered his disciples to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. Oh, wait a minute. Deserted place, deserted place, deserted place, green grass. Deserted place means barren. Deserted place means nothing. And now, as he breaks the bread and distributes it and the fish, they're sitting down in groups of 50 and 100 on green grass. Do you remember what Mark said the people were like? Also a descriptive thing. They were like sheep without a shepherd. How about the psalm written about a divine shepherd? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in... He makes me lie down in green pastures. He is telling them who he is without telling them who he is. Camp Slacker, as you leave and head back to the world in which you live, to places in which you attend, whether it be a high school, junior high, college, elementary, whether it be a workplace, are you able to recognize Jesus even in the barren places of your life? Because in the barren places of your life, he is wanting to feed us and nurture us. Because when Jesus shows up, there's growth that takes place. You know, Acts chapter 3, verse 20 says that so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed you, that is Jesus. This is a sign of a refreshing. Deserted place, deserted place, deserted place, and now all of a sudden green grass, because Jesus has shown up. And he is showing them, you are hungry because you have had nothing to eat for a few hours. But there is a spiritual hunger that is within you that I am also here to feed you. You will not have life unless you have it from me. I will give you the nourishment that you need, the nutrient that you are born with. The bent to sin can be over with if you'll just recognize who I am. Recognize the appearing of the Messiah right now. Recognize who I am. But many of them followed him because of the signs, because of the miracles. And no doubt this word got out. Nothing about the green grass under our feet. But he took 5 loaves and 2 fish and he fed all of us. I wonder what he's going to do next. And if you're just following Jesus to see what he's going to do next for you, well, you're only following Jesus just for that reason. And you've really never accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. If you haven't done that, oh, I pray that you would. I pray that you would recognize who Jesus is and that he gave himself for you. And may he continue, for you who have done that and made that decision, I pray may you continue to see barrenness places, deserted places, because of the Lord's appearance, because of who he is, turns into green grass right under our feet. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. If you are in a deserted place this morning, look him to the hills to where your help comes from. Because Jesus is still, as Dr. Mike shared this morning, with you. He is with you. And may he continue to be with you, even when the barren places happen. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Father, I thank you that whenever you show up, there's always more than one thing happening. And you have showed up this week. And maybe for some here, and maybe for some who may have already had to leave to get back to the place of life and schedule, that you have met with many people this week, here in person and online, barren, dry, no growth. But yet there has been a times of refreshing this week that has awakened us, that has poured life into us that we've needed. Only you can do that, and only you will receive the glory for that. So Father, continue to be with us, I pray, as we leave these grounds and as we continue to leave dedicated lives to you. Oh, there'll be times of barrenness, there'll be times of deserted places, but oh, may we know refreshing is coming. For you are with us. Praise be his name.